Music from Pachamassive here on KPFK's Melting Pot. That comes from their latest release, If You Want It, actually the title track. And we are very fortunate to have the band here in our studios with us. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hi.
It's been very nice to bring you in. We thought we were going to set up one way, and then we set up a different way, and it seems like we got a nice little thing going on here. So
always improvising.
Yeah, always a good thing. Okay, so in the studio right now with us, we have Nova and Maya of Pachamassive, and also Monica. You guys were in town performing last night for Grand Performances, correct?
That's right.
How was the show?
It was great.
Awesome. Really awesome. At California Plaza, people came out. It was beautiful. It was a great night.
Yeah, yeah. California in the summer is a good time to be here. I thought I'd read somewhere that L.A. was one of your favorite cities to play in. Why is that?
Well, because they love the shows here. It's, you know, it's a lot. It's great. I mean, we cannot find it any. I mean, everybody gives us love, but L.A. has been like our birthplace as a band.
Hmm.
So it's always nice to come back, you know, and keep that cycle going on.
And you say it was your birthplace as a band, but I know most of you are, well, you're born in a variety of places. Like Nova, I believe you were born in the Dominican Republic, and Maya was born in Colombia. I'm not sure about Monica, but I thought you guys, oh, there you go. But did all of you meet in New York?
Yes.
Yeah, we all live in New York.
Okay, but then you say L.A. was kind of the birthplace of the band.
Well, our record label's here, yeah. And, you know, we started coming out here a lot, and the album does really well here, and the radio stations gave us a lot of support at the beginning, so that was kind of what Nova was referring to.
My home away from home.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, and very happy to have you here, too. But growing up in New York, and, you know, this is kind of the title of the show, so it almost seems kind of a cliche, but, you know, New York is such a melting pot of different cultures and all the different immigrant communities and all the different culture and music that comes to those communities. Could you talk a little bit about how growing up and kind of finding your way in New York affected the sound of the group?
Well, you know, there are very few places in the world which have such a variety of cultures, and there's probably none in the world in which puts all those cultures like so close to each other, in which they really have no choice but to influence each other. And, you know, for me, it was an experience that was very freeing, because it kind of gave us license to basically pick from everything and at the same time establish our fan base as a you know, basically very diverse people, you know, that listen to our music. It's from every culture and every walk of life, you know.
How did you guys originally meet?
We were both working with a producer called Ivan Benayes.
Mm-hmm.
In his solo project, Nova and me were performing with him, and Nova was recording with him. Anyway, we just got together one day after that and recorded some stuff, and a few weeks later had a call from somebody to see if we wanted to play at Madison Square Garden. So we were like, hey, why don't we start a band for this?
Yeah, you know, just the usual, usual call.
So
play,
yeah,
Madison Square Garden.
That's how we home. Met, and that's how it started. Basically, after that, we were like, well, you know, if this happens, you know, maybe
we need to put some work into it and see where it can go.
Yeah. You've definitely been putting in work over the last, 4 or 5 years? You guys have been together since 2005?
I think so, around there.
Yeah, yeah. And now 2 records, both on Nacional, All Good Things in 2007, and If You Want It from last year. That was one of the things I was interested in, just kind of having this kind of moment where it's just kind of like, I guess we're going to be in a band, to creating this music and then bringing it out to Madison Square Garden and a lot of different places in the United States and all over the world. What's that experience been like, bringing your music, this mix of all these different kind of styles to people across the states and around the world?
Well, in the way that we do it is not conscious, so we weren't really aware that we were blending all these styles and whatever. It was kind of, you know, the way things naturally came to be. But, you know, yesterday is a good example. When we played, a lot of people came up to us and, you know, bring that to our attention, how we blend everything, all the styles and how we speak in different languages, all in the same sentence, basically. And a person asked me, like, how is it that we come up with that sound? And I told him, basically, I don't believe in nationalities, you know. I think that's a block that we came up with. I believe we're all part of the same world, and culture really belongs to everybody, even though there are those that want to appropriate it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where I come from when I make my music, you know. Basically, a citizen in the world, you know, which cannot travel freely because there are borders and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and generally with music, there are no borders. But we often, especially us DJs and like critics and people who do this kind of thing, we always want to try and put people into boxes and label them in some way. Do you guys have a label for the kind of music that you play? Do you even think about that kind of thing?
Well, we always get asked that question, like what, you know, what we consider our music is. And we kind of say it's like, you know, electronic fusion. Because, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's kind of the easiest thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, if you say something like cumbia, hip-hop, dub, drum and bass, two-step, merengue.
You'll be correct.
You know, some house.
You'll be correct.
You'll be right, but, you know, you'll be talking for like a week. But a lot of the times people kind of lump you into this sort of new category, a Latin alternative. What do you guys feel about that particular label as a Latin alternative band?
Well, I mean, I think that's right because we're an alternative to what's been established there as Latin music, you know? So, I mean, it's pretty clear-cut and to the point.
And you guys are going to perform a couple songs for us, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so maybe we could get you guys to play a couple songs, maybe talk a little bit later, and maybe another song at the end.
Sounds good.
Okay, so right now, here in the studios to perform for you, Pacha Massive here at KPFK's Melting Pot.
Kids en la playa, si me siento down, I feel your love to keep me higher. Nunca en mi vida he visto a nadie más ensaya. No puedo decir con vos what your love inspire. Si me siento afro, your loving burns like fire. Positivity, mira, I don't feel tired. Music to my ears like the voices in a choir. Ya no me siento down porque your love to keep me higher. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, love. feel alone.
You're listening to KPFK's Melting Pot, and Pacha Massive are in the studio performing live. What was the name of that song?
Your Love.
Okay, Your Love was the name of the last track that you heard in the studio right now. We have Nova on guitar and vocals, Monica on flute and vocals, and Maya on percussion, kind of improvis. You might have thought that was like a kick drum, but no, that was just the KPFK garbage can that that Maya was playing right there.
Inspired by last night's show.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You need years of study to play it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, the thing, and it's actually kind of a nice segue, because the thing I was interested in, especially about your sound, the sound that you have today, a very different one than what's on the records generally. It's a very it's a produced sound, but at the same time, it has a very kind of organic production to it. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the creative process, like how you guys actually make music, how you bounce ideas off of each other.
Well, there's no particular way, but when Maya and I work together, I mean, we seem to most of the time get in a place where we're kind of in the same zone, and you know, it's just a matter of throwing in ideas at that point, and then after everything is in, seeing what really is, making harmony with what we do and what is not, and then we just take out what it's excessive.
See, we kind of just improvise and go with the flow and just grab whatever instrument or whatever, you know, pops up.
Is it a situation where the two of you are kind of working in the same room, or do you work kind of in different spaces and, like, send music to each other, or?
We mostly work together.
Yeah.
Okay. But for the records, you bring in a lot of collaborators. I mean, in a lot of cases, vocalists. Both of you are multi-instrumentalists, so I would think most of the instruments and production work you guys take care of. No?
A lot of the stuff, Nova does all of it, and then some of the stuff that we work together. And then we've collaborated with many different singers.
One of which is sitting right to Maya's left.
Yeah, when I started working with Nova, we met also in New York, and he would email me a song, and then we ended up getting together and working on the last album together, and the title track, if you want it.
Okay, I guess one of the big things to wonder about is whether or not you guys are currently working on a new record.
Well, we are currently working on the next video for this record.
Okay.
And actually, we were driving all day today just finding locations to shoot.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we're always, you know, building up to the next step. And we have a few ideas that we're working on, and hopefully we'll be able to put them out sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I think the thing, in some ways, All Good Things and If You Wanted are very similar records. It seems like All Good Things has a little bit more of kind of like a dub or Jamaican influence, especially towards the tail end of it. And maybe in some ways a little bit more of kind of like easily recognizable kind of Latin sounds. And If You Wanted, the sound seems a little bit broader. It seems, you know, I guess going from a debut to a second record, a more mature kind of sound. Was that kind of a conscious choice, or is it just kind of the thing that kind of came out of the process of you guys going through a tour and making music together?
Well, that part of it was kind of conscious, because it's really easy to grab a Latin loop and a hip-hop beat and put them together. I mean, there's a million bands that do that. There's another taking all those influences together and putting them in such a way that it just becomes a next evolution of all the sounds that you hear. It's not just like, oh, this guy's mixing electronica with Latin. You know, it's a sound which has a lot of, you know, roots behind it, but it's always looking towards the future.
Yeah, definitely. And where speaking of the future, where are you guys heading off to next?
Home.
and going back home to New York.
We have more work to do, you know.
Well, we have a show tomorrow. We're going to be at the
Lionsgate.
Okay.
It's a private thing. And, yeah, we're going back to New York, and we're going to relax for a little bit and write some music. We don't have any trips lined up for right now.
Mm-hmm. Except
Maya's going to Colombia to chill out for a little bit.
I'm going to Colombia on vacation, so.
Oh, very nice. You guys seem like the type who really always have music kind of around, the ideas kind of constantly coming around. That's part of the reason why I almost thought that a new record might be in the running already, just because it seems like there's a lot of ideas going with you guys.
Well, I mean, we were kind of just experimenting with some of those ideas right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We didn't know we were going to play the garbage can.
Yeah.
We didn't know that our string was going to break and stuff, you know, and we just, like, made everything work, you know?
Yeah.
And vibe. It's cool.
Yeah, definitely. So can we get you guys to play another song?
Absolutely.
We're going to play the title track, if you want it, al acústico.
Okay. All right. So here is Pancho Massive on KPFK's Melting Pot.
So what on the, you know, just quarter notes.
Quarter notes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Saber que tengo what you're looking for, y de donde vengo, everybody flows. Yeah, we get down low, right down to the flow. If you wanna know, I'll be at your door.
If you want it, got to come and get it. You can always lose it all, babe, don't you forget it. If you want it, got to come and
Coca-Cola con ron, otro bebe en algo más orgánico. Tu mundo comienza a bailar.
Yeah, yeah.
Nadie quiere parar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want it, got to come and get it. You can always lose it all, babe, don't you forget it. If you want it, got to come and get it. You forget it. Yeah, you got to come and get it, baby.
Pancho Massive here on KPFK. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. You know, we've only been doing this particular show here on KPFK for a couple months now. You guys are actually the first guests on my show.
I was really
happy that you guys were the ones coming in. So thank you so much for coming in and
thank
performing.
You.
We have actually three copies of the new CD, latest CD from Pancho Massive. If you want it, you give a call to me at 818-985-5735. 81-875-7735. I think we'll try and get the band to autograph them, especially for you. So 818-985-5735 if you would want a copy of the new CD from Pacha Massive, courtesy of the band and KPFK. Going to lead off with a song from the record Lejos Cercas, the name of this track. Just sounds like a dream, once again, from Pacha Massive here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Centro y felicidad en lo que siento adentro. Hay que simplificar y pasar buen tiempo.
Yeah. hungry to be told.
This is music right now in the background from Coolie G, an artist who's on Code 9's Hyperdub record label. Up in my head, the name of the song from new 12-inch from Coolie G. Ahead of this, also music from M.I.A., Story to be Told, from her new record, Maya. And start things off in this little short set with Pacha Massive, who are our guests in the studio. And big thanks to them, and also Paul and Nacional for bringing them in. Lejos Cercas, the name of the track from If You Wanted, their latest record on Nacional. And congrats to the winners. Going to pretty much close out the show with a big set in tribute to artists who passed away recently. Melvin Bliss, who is not really a household name. He put out a few records in the 70s, but one of them on a 7-inch on Sunburst record label became a legendary breakbeat. The drums at the beginning of it have been sampled countless times, and so this is a little tribute set to Melvin Bliss, who recently passed away. You're going to hear his song, Synthetic Substitution, at the top of the set, with those massive drums, and then you're going to hear several songs from the golden era of hip-hop that have sampled it right here on KPFK's Melting Pot, 90.7 FM.
concerned, you learn, plus burn by the flame of the lyrics, which cooks the human brain, providing overheating knowledge by means causing pain, making migraine, headaches yourself start to melt while the techniques spin. The wax says on the belt, motivating clockwise. The more you realize, more love's moving steady by most. We're ever ready, like a battery charged. I'm worth the alkaline. Yes, the mystery to solve. So seeking to find these words I've given, extreme and out driven with a Datsun, a Maxima, a glide. Yes, the wizard cool keep, and I'm sporting my ride, cause we're
Ultra.
Achieve, aversively, expirating, demonstrating, ruling, dominating, igniting, causing friction with nuclear alarms, separates competing bodies from me, the scientist, as I execute lyricists known as predators, when by stripping high potence and make the penicillin, I will surely sort out and stomp every pest, oh, the rampaging paramedic, quote is my title, to inform of the world of such a holocaust, which serve as a purpose, preparing first aid with medical utensils, the wizard said G is advanced with elevation, astonishing with rhythm, cause we're for the same thing, it's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the bass.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be different guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist priest to teach the
cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya, a rap burglar. Media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype, it's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punk can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate. They drink Clorox, attack the black, because I know they lack exact the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rule. Remember, there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio's scared of me, cause I'm mad. Plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night. They know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some denier defiant, I swing bolos. And then it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiending for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe
scream.
Need that hype. They got to be
you know what
that
I mean?
Pack. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the Megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk and they out of work. Let me tell y'all a little something, man. A lot of people on daytime radio are scared of us because they too ignorant to understand the lyrics of the truth that we pumping into them clowns, that brain cells, that they're spotting under them wooden skulls they call caps. You know what I'm saying? But the F ones are straightening it out quick, fast, in a hurry. Don't worry. Flavor vision ain't blurry. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, something's wrong here. No, not again. Get the daisies for the
hot holes in my lawn.
Everybody's saying what to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't act for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mode, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing this. Gone. Potholes in my lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause I has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Thieving paws are after my writer's seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evil doers through the big hole? They get to evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug chair and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, because we've come down with a case of potholes. Method. What to do when you dive the debt that I predict and plug tuning? It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for a barbed wire fence, B. My dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers do that. I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
Your mama is so fat.
How fat is she?
Your mama is so big, in fact, that's
Taco Bell with handcuffs. The sad fact, your mama smokes crack. She got a burning yearning and it's no turning back. Her knuckles drag down to the ground when she walks. Spit comes out that bitch mouth when she talks.
Nice and smooth has got to be the sure shot. A been eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wreck the mic like a pimp stood. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this, I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood, meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick it from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Chumps pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate.
I've basically run out of time, so unfortunately I have to cut off the great Guru Gangstar on that song, Dwick. One of many tracks in hip-hop's history, probably a good 100 tracks have used those drums from Melvin Bliss's Synthetic Substitution. In that set, you heard some of the classics from Gangstar, Nice and Smooth, Dwick. The Far Side did Ya Mama, De La Soul, Potholes in My Lawn, Public Enemies, Don't Believe the Hype, and the first song ever to sample those drums, Ego Trippin' from Ultramagnetic. And once again, rest in peace, Melvin Bliss. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show, and also big thanks to Pachamasu for coming in to the studios, our first guest and first performance here on Melting Pot. I'll be back with you next week for more new music. Folk Scene is up next, and if you didn't know this, all our music programs are back on demand at kpfk.org. Each show is going to be up for 2 weeks from the date it airs on the website, kpfk.org. Just check under Audio Archives. And I will see you guys next week. Get a hold of me at michael@meltingpotblog.com or just check the KPFK website for the show program details. And I will see you guys next time I see you. Bye-bye.